Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Bangkok launches car-free street. The Banadthong Food Street was selected for its popularity, with many of its establishments being family-owned and steeped in rich heritage. A significant number of residents and visitors flocked to Banadthong Road in downtown Bangkok to partake in a car-free event titled Walk, Eat, Chill on the evenings of September 21-22, 2024. This approximately 500-meter stretch, adorned with around 200 small and medium-sized enterprise dining establishments, was vibrant with families and young individuals experiencing the latest initiative aimed at sustainable urban revitalization in the Thai capital. The initiative was launched and coordinated by the Bangkok Urban Cycling Alliance, BUJA, and executed by the Bangkok Metropolitan Administration under the leadership of City Governor Chadchart Sitapunt, with Deputy Governor Sanan Wongsrangboon at the forefront. My son, Ms. Hari, a member of BUJA, played a role as one of the next-gen leaders on the organizing committee. My wife and I, accompanied by our daughter-in-law and our 10-year-old twin grandchildren, spent 4 hours at the event, appreciating the relatively clean air, patronizing local food vendors, and supporting the various performers, including buskers, clowns, mini-circus artists, and visually impaired musicians, who entertained throughout the evenings. The International Day of Peace was celebrated in an exemplary manner, fostering an atmosphere of harmony and camaraderie among individuals from diverse backgrounds, including Thais, Arabs, Chinese, Indians, and Africans. This vibrant gathering not only showcased a rich tapestry of culture and cuisine but also featured a mini fashion show, with young participants confidently displaying their attire. In many cities within the so-called developed countries, pedestrian streets have become commonplace. Previous initiatives to establish such streets in Bangkok encountered challenges, primarily due to concerns from local businesses, the presence of numerous stalls, and insufficient public transportation options in the area. However, this time, those challenges were effectively addressed. The Banadthong Food Street was selected for its popularity, with many of its establishments being family-owned and steeped in rich heritage. The area is devoid of large hotels or shopping centers that necessitate vehicle access. Additionally, it is conveniently located near both the Skytrain and MRT underground stations, as well as adjacent to Chulalongkorn University, whose students played a significant role in promoting the event through social media. To enhance space utilization and ensure ease of movement, the walking street was intentionally kept free of product stalls. During the initial surveys, restaurant owners voiced their apprehensions regarding a potential decline in business due to limited access via traditional transportation methods such as cars, tuk-tuks, and motorcycles. However, they were persuaded to participate with the belief that their business could actually flourish by drawing in a larger clientele. This belief was validated. Responses collected through QR code surveys from both businesses and visitors revealed an overwhelming approval rate exceeding 90%. A total of 1,066 responses have been gathered and are currently under analysis to ascertain demographic information, transportation preferences, and income levels. The accompanying images illustrate the positive outcomes. I had the opportunity to meet both Governor Chadchart and Deputy Governor Sanan, and I commended them for their efforts. I urged them to enhance the accessibility of sidewalks for wheelchair users, consider extending this initiative to other areas of Bangkok, and increase the frequency of car-free weekends. Additionally, it is essential for large shopping malls and complexes to explore ways to adapt and implement this concept as well. It clearly works. A great job by the BUJA and the BMA. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.